Theory of Relativity. Some people believe that Einstein had pushed his theory of relativity to new limits, and that in the end he had been able to fade in and fade out when sitting in a chair, essentially becoming one with the chair, or becoming invisible. While I do not discount the possibility, seeing as how we all, and all matter, is made up of particles and molecules, all moving about to their own rules, I can affirm one thing. I have felt invisible in many situations throughout my life. Each time it startles me, and I wonder if I have either lost my voice or truly, really, simply faded into the background, like Einstein. I say that tongue-in-cheek, of course. As I've gotten older, it tends to fascinate me. I try to step out of myself to watch the scene in which I find myself treated as if I'm invisible. I watch the other people in the scene and analyze where their attention has gone and when their attention shifted away from me and why. Did someone more important to them or interesting or pretty enter the room? I don't get insulted about this anymore. Rather, I am amused and intrigued. As I see that their attention has wandered and I have become, quote, invisible to them, I tend to silence myself and try to fade into my surroundings, observing the others as I determine their motivations and what has captivated them. I lower my energies, putting it into reserve, so I hold on to it until such time as I am called back into the visible world. Why waste our energy on those who are not focused on it? We have an infinite amount of control over where we will share our energy.